Welcome to America's favorite wellness hour, Healthy by Nature, with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Good morning. Welcome to my favorite and fastest hour of the week. Jam-packed show today. It is the Healthy by Nature way. And for those of you who are new to the show, perhaps in New York, Pennsylvania, or Harrisburg, something like that, we believe that we are, by nature, supposed to be healthy, hence the name my son Andy Hopkins came up with. And the only trick is you have to follow the prime directives, to take a Star Trek phrase. Those are: give the body everything it needs for optimum function, not just limping along, and don't gum up the works with excesses it can't handle. So that paradigm, very simple, not always so simple to figure out how you're doing on those prime directives. And that's one of the things we're going to do today. And we always try to dig down to root causes, and even better than that, because as you all know, if you ever have watched a TV commercial, the mainstream medical plan, at least the pharmaceuticals company's plan, is let's give you some kind of a drug that will tame down whatever your symptom is. Never mind, it might cause another symptom for which there's another drug. What we want to do, ideally, is not only get to the root cause, not, you know, going right on past the symptom down to the root cause, but we want to go deeper than that and find the imbalance that's going to cause that before it even happens. And so we're going to be talking today about a common problem that causes a whole bunch of aggravation and people never think about because they can't see it, can't feel it, and that's leaky gut. And we're going to also talk about how to test what's going on in your intestinal tract to know how you're doing. And then we have Dr. Earl Mendel, the pharmacist, author of a gazillion books. He's always fun to have on. He's got a new one called What's in Your Blood and Why You Should Care, How to Cleanse and Detoxify Your Blood for Optimum Health. And then we're going to have him talk a little bit about a book he was on the show and talked about at one time earlier, and that's CBD oil. When he was on before, it was not nearly the big deal that it is now. And we'll see if we can tease out some of the information that we need to know. I'm shocked. Here in Texas, not yet legal, and yet I keep driving by shopping centers that have CBD shops in it. So those people are either very brave or, they're certainly not risk averse. So we'll see what he thinks about what's happening. And now that we can talk about hemp oil, because I've run into 6 people in the last week, some of whom I was very surprised were using it. In one case, for their dog, who gets hyper during storms. So a whole bunch of good stuff coming up. This is pre-recorded because our first guest is 7 hours away in Germany. So stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm Marty Whittakin.
Now we can do as most animals do, maintain levels of vitamin C without continual reliance upon dietary or supplemental sources of vitamin C. This is revolutionary. Vitamin C works by pouring electrons on unbalanced atoms to counter potentially destructive oxygen and nitrogen free radicals. Instead of taking vitamin C pills all day long, similar to using a fire extinguisher over and over, Formula 216 does this 24/7, akin to an internal fire sprinkler system continually pouring electrons on the free radical fire. That makes Formula 216 the world's first stress-responsive vitamin C pill, rapidly elevating vitamin C levels in response to biological or mental stress. Now you can do what animals do. Upgrade to Formula 216, the world's first 24/7 vitamin C pill. Call 833-848-2216. That's toll-free, 833-848-2216, for 24/7 vitamin C protection. That's 833-848-2216.
Summer fun. Beach, pool, boating, golf, gardening, scratches, dry skin, chapped lips, sunburn, not much fun, unless you're prepared with Lily of the Desert Aloe Vera Jelly and Lip Balm. We all know that the aloe vera plant soothes painful burns, moisturizes, and helps skin heal quickly. In fact, aloe products are everywhere, even in the gift shop of any vacation spot. But you just can't tell by looking that most of them contain very little aloe or that processing has removed the healing elements from the leaves. Insist on Lily of the Desert brand. It's 99% organic aloe. The constituents that give the leaf its magical reputation have been protected and enhanced. Lily of the Desert Aloe Vera Jelly also contains vitamins for a healthy skin and comes in 3 affordable sizes. Most natural food stores nationwide carry the jelly and lip balm. Buy them now for first aid at home, and for goodness sake, don't go on vacation without it, or you may get stuck with that other stuff from the gift shop. Join Lily of the Desert on Facebook.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com, hbnshow.com.
As I mentioned in the opening, in the second half of the program, Dr. Earl Mandel will be on to talk about two of his books, one on blood toxins and CBD oil. My first guest is Christian Ziegert. He is the director of Verisana Laboratories in Hamburg, Germany, and he is on the phone from there today. So there, you may sense just a tiny delay here and there because this signal has to go a long way, 7 hours worth in clock time. He's been interested since a very young age in health. Understandably, his parents are both medical doctors. When he graduated from university in Germany, he started successful companies, and in 2016, he joined Verisana Laboratories, and he has driven the launch in the U.S. and Canada and expanded the kinds of testing they do for inflammation markers, metabolic typing, heart health, fertility markers, and so on. And we may have a little time at the end to talk about some of those because they also do hormone and gut health test panels. And I wanted to focus on the gut because, as I said in the beginning, we like to drill down to basic causes of problems rather than medicating the symptoms. And so many, maybe I would venture to say probably most all diseases start in the gut. And our friend Dr. Sherry Rogers likes to say, the road to good health is paved with good intestines. And one of the things that I'd like to ask about Christian, and if it's okay, I'll just call you Christian, is leaky gut. Welcome to Healthy by Nature.
Hi, Marty, and it's great to be on the show today from Hamburg, 7 hours away, as you mentioned. And yes, I'm looking forward to talking to you.
Well, you're in a gorgeous area of Germany. I remember it well. We would like to talk. I see with all the kinds of testing you do, we could maybe on another interview, we could talk about other things. But the gut is such a mystery to people. They don't know what's going on there unless it's calling attention to itself with gas and bloating, or they eliminate too slowly or too fast or heartburn, something like that. But as far as whether it's functioning, doing the job it's supposed to do, they have no clue. And I talk to so many health professionals that think that perhaps the term we'll start with is leaky gut, because it's easier to understand that. They think that might be the most common cause of virtually all of the big complaints that people have that take them through their doctor. Would you tell us what leaky gut is? And I think doctors typically use another term for it.
Yeah, sure. And I think the gut overall and leaky gut in particular is a very fascinating topic that deserves to be looked at a lot more. So to start explaining what leaky gut means, everyone has something called the intestinal mucosa, which is ultimately a barrier between our intestinal contents and our blood circulation. When this barrier is intact, this intestinal mucosa, this barrier, only allows water and the necessary nutrients to pass into our bloodstream. Basically, it protects our bloodstream from stuff going in there that shouldn't be there. And that's what happens, unfortunately, in cases of leaky gut syndrome. This intestinal mucosa becomes permeable, and we talk about the reasons for that later, and therefore harmful substances can pass unhindered into our bloodstream. And because of this, our immune system reacts with inflammatory and allergic processes.
And if we mention autoimmune disease, then people would say, oh, well, which one? There are something like 137 of them now, and all of them are described as having no known cause and no known cure. I think what we're talking about today is going to shed some light on that. This membrane, it really is critical, and if people can kind of visualize, the cells are very close together. And on top of each cell, there are like little fingers that are called villi, and then even fuzz on the villi that are called microvilli. Those are supposed to be absorbing the nutrients, and that tight packing of the cells is supposed to be keeping things out of circulation, as you describe. But when those junctions between the cells start to kind of pull apart and these things get into the bloodstream, the immune system goes nuts because it doesn't know what this is. It might be a little piece of wheat that isn't all the way digested. It could be a bacteria or so on. What kinds of conditions, because I think this is where people will really pay attention, what kinds of conditions do you see resolved when people find out that they have leaky gut and do take the proper steps to repair it?
So naturally, this can cause the typical digestive issues, bloating, diarrhea, and so on. But where it gets really interesting is that it can also lead to various diseases and symptoms that no one usually associates with gut problems. You already mentioned autoimmune diseases, but there are also such diseases such as sleeping disorders or cognitive diseases, migraines, and so on, that can be caused by a leaky gut. And I think this is one of the most interesting aspects that very few people are still aware of it. Although millions of people in the U.S. and even more worldwide are suffering from them.
Well, I actually got into the nutrition field because of migraines, and all the doctors that I talked to seemed to think that migraines were a deficiency of painkillers, which would not be the case. So we'll get to how do they know, but what kinds of things cause leaky gut?
Yeah, just to follow up on this, I think it's a common thing that traditional medicine was both treating migraines, just to follow up on migraines quickly, that traditional medicine was treating migraines with heavy medication, with painkillers, pain relief, anti-nausea medications, and so on. And they didn't really look at the root causes, but I think what is happening right now as well is that it starts changing a little bit, at least. There is a huge research area out there called or focused on the so-called gut-brain axis, and I think it's something that is very interesting, and a lot of clinical studies are coming out that demonstrate and show how our gut and our gut flora in particular is connected with our brain and heavily influences brain functions in positive and negative ways. So if the gut flora is intact, your brain might work well, but if it isn't, and if you have leaky gut, for example, your brain functions might also be not well, and it can also lead to problems such as migraine.
Well, yes, they
coming back.
Yeah. If there's if these various substances and even pathogens are getting into the bloodstream, it's causing inflammation, and that can show up wherever you have a weak spot. And one of the things, and you mentioned all kinds of medications, one that I assume must be fairly high on the list is antibiotics, because when we have antibiotics, it kills off good bacteria and allows, you call it mycosis, we usually here call it yeast overgrowth in the gut. And then we start getting all kinds of symptoms, from aching joints to boggy brain function. And you mentioned this hardwired brain to gut that people don't think about. They think of them as separate departments because they each have their medical specialists that you go to, and they don't talk to each other. It really is critical to know what's going on in the gut. And just quickly before I hear the music, it means we're going to have a break here shortly, but is it possible to test and find out if you have leaky gut?
There are several ways to check this, and one of them is definitely to do a stool test, which might provide great indicators.
All right. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about stool tests and how all that happens. You don't have to get on a plane and go to Germany to make your delivery. We'll cover some more of that with Christian Ziegert when we return. The company is Verisana. We'll be right back.
You buy organic, you wash your veggies, you try to avoid processed foods, you even use natural plant-based pesticides, but still worried about exposure to toxins? Every day, your liver is hard at work detoxifying your body from such present-day health risks as environmental toxins, unhealthy food and beverages, and medications we take. How can you help your liver? For starters, increase your glutathione levels. Glutathione is the body's primary antioxidant and helps your liver detoxify. As we age, glutathione levels go down, making us all vulnerable to a buildup of toxins. RegActive Detox and Liver Health helps rev up glutathione levels, assisting and supporting your liver to naturally cleanse and detoxify. Backed by over 20 years of published research, RegActive contains ME3, a patented probiotic proven to stimulate our body's own production of glutathione to help your liver maximize its detoxification process. Support your healthy liver today. Be proactive. Choose RegActive. RegActive Detox and Liver Health is available online.
It takes several factors to create cancer. That's why it just makes sense to treat the disease with a variety of therapies. Whatever you decide about mainstream medicine's typical surgery, chemo, and radiation, you should know that the Casanas Institute has many powerful tools in their toolbox. For example, natural ways to support your immune system, specialized detoxification programs, and a personalized nutritional plan. If chemotherapy is right for your case, the Casanas Institute also offers a gentler approach, low-dose chemotherapy delivered in a smart way that targets the cancer cells more than your healthy cells. Their approach is individualized to you and your type of cancer to provide effectiveness and reduced side effects. At the Casanas Institute, an experienced care manager will guide you and coordinate options. Don't you deserve a doctor that uses the best of modern science and ancient wisdom? Link from hbnshow.com. Or call 817-481-6342.
The Healthy by Nature Show promotes natural solutions because they work so well and provide fringe benefits instead of side effects. In host Marty Whittakin's best-selling book, Natural Alternatives to Nexium, she documents the many serious dangers of heartburn drugs that work by blocking stomach acid. Stomach acid has many crucial jobs. For example, it helps us digest food, absorb minerals, produce vitamin B12, and protect us from disease-causing bacteria. So acid isn't the enemy. It can just get somewhere it doesn't belong and cause pain. the natural digestive supplement. GarlaGest is a much better answer. It fixes digestion instead of stopping it and improves nutrient uptake. Listeners tell Marty that GarlaGest also solves other problems like gas and burping. Link to GarlaGest from the show website, healthybynatureshow.com, or visit GarlaGest.com and be pleasantly surprised by what a bargain it is. Call 866-405-4000 to order. 866-405-4000.
Dr. Hira's Probiotics has been a proud sponsor of the Healthy by Nature show for well over a decade.
And remember, in the second half of the program, a pharmacist author, Earl Mandel, will be with us to talk about blood toxins and his other book on CBD oil. My guest, Christian Ziegert, is the director of Verisana, a testing laboratory in Germany. And I'll just have to say, I have over the decades I have been in this field, I have found that Germans are very fussy about all this stuff. They do things right. They're very astute in the clinic and in the supplements they make and all of those things. They have very, very high standards. They don't seem to be so much pushed around by the big financial interests as we are here. So that's one of the reasons I have this particular company on. I also don't know anybody that does this comprehensive testing. Well, we covered a good bit of ground. I don't know that we actually mentioned arthritis. You probably did. Sleeping disorders. Virtually anything that's going on with people, not just necessarily diseases, but complaints, can be traced back to a gut that isn't working correctly. And when you do the testing, Christian, you test for not only what's there, but you look for things that are clues to why a person is having leaky gut. Talk to us a little bit about how the testing takes place. And I did, folks, just always try to find something, some kind of a bargain for our listeners. And I did get an agreement to give you a 5% discount on this testing, and I'll talk about how to do that here shortly. But Christian, describe the testing process. What do people do? What kind of reports do they get back? And what will they know at the end of the process?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, happily. Basically, what we wanted to do when we started out with Verisana and what we're still doing to this day is we want to support those people who would like to gather more information about their health and understand more where and what the root causes could be for the diseases and the symptoms that they experience. And in that way, we are kind of a bit of a helper and a platform where people can come who are looking to gather these indicators and gather these information. And they can go to our website, verisana.com, and then choose one of our tests. And I'm going to talk about one, I guess, later, than since we talked about leaky gut. But they can choose one of our tests. Then we will send them a test kit to their place, home, work address, as they want. The only thing that I would like to mention here is that due to regulatory reasons in the U.S., we cannot send test kits to New York, New Jersey, Rhode Island, and Maryland. But once they receive their test kits, everything can be done by themselves. They can collect the stool sample and then post this back to our U.S. address. And then from there, it's forwarded to our laboratory, where then several markers are tested, those markers that are requested by the person. And then we will send them a lab report, a report that shows the values for these markers, if they're too high, if they're too low. And we will also explain what these markers stand for, what indications do they provide. So, for example, we talked about leaky gut, And I think when it comes to leaky gut overall, not just when doing a test with us, but I think also in other laboratories, you should look at three health markers, three markers. Number one is alpha-1 antitrypsin, which reflects the level of permeability of our gut, especially during inflammatory processes. So the higher this marker is, the higher your levels are, the more likely it is that your intestinal barrier is permeable and that you are suffering from leaky gut. The second one is called secretory IgA, sometimes also abbreviated as SIgA, and that's an immune protein that should react anti-inflammatory. So actually, there's the opposite way. If it's high, that's a good sign because it can protect your gut from inflammatory reactions. But if it's low, then that might be a sign that inflammation can take over and can lead to leaky gut syndrome and so on. And finally, we have... Yeah, sorry.
I'm sorry for interrupting. I knew where you were going, that interested in those two things, measuring the permeability and the anti-inflammatory balance. But zonulin, I talked about this in my book, The Probiotic Cure, because it seems to loosen those. They're like little tiny bungee cords that hold the cells close together. It seems to loosen those, and it comes. One of the causes of that is grains, or particularly wheat, I believe. So you test for that, which I think is fascinating.
Yeah, we do. And I think it rounds out this trifecta of markers very well, because as you say, it looks at this very particular aspect how these tight junctions that you talked about earlier in our intestinal wall, how they are regulated. If they are widening, which is an sign for intestinal permeability for leaky gut, or if they're fine and therefore your symptoms might come from other root causes.
I want to make sure we get this information out. In the archive of today's show, folks, you go to hbnshow.com. On the menu line, click listen, and you will see archives. Pick the archive date for today's show. And in there, I will have a link to Verisana, which is spelled Verisana, .com. And you can, I will put in the, excuse me, this code for your 5% off of whatever tests you want to have done. It's HBN185, and that's good until June 30th. HBN185 is the promo code for 5% off, and it's good until June 30th. And if you want to go directly, it's Verisana.com. Is that correct?
Yeah, all correct. Person.
Yeah. And there's a lot, very lovely website, a lot of information, and you might find other tests of interest, and hopefully one day soon we come back and talk about those. But I wanted to make sure before we ran out of time that about how long does this process take from the time a person puts something in the mail? Oh, I meant to mention those states. This is applies to a whole lot of testing. I think the other northeastern states caught it from New York. They decided in their infinite wisdom that they didn't like any of this kind of testing. And I know nutritionists that are just greatly frustrated because a lot of the things that they want to test for with vitamins and minerals and so on are not allowed. And that's just insanity. It has nothing to do with Verisana. But how long is the process, Christian?
It depends on the test, of course, and for the gut markers, it takes around 2 weeks until you get your results on average. And another thing that I would like to add with regards to this is that so we are, of course, we're doing this test. We have these markers tested, And something that we obviously do not do ourselves, being a lab, is to provide medical advice. And that's why where we also work or have like, partnerships or also know many experts and practitioners who are specialized in these fields.
I am so sorry, Christian. We have run out of time. I'll review this at the end of the show, folks. I'll be right back with Earl Mandel.
Half past the hour, you are tuned to Healthy by Nature with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Vitamin K needs a better press agent. In the 1940s, Dr. Weston A. Price noticed that world populations who ate their native diet had straight, cavity-free teeth and did not suffer the diseases of Western civilizations. He thought the secret was vitamin K. In the 1970s, researchers began to show that vitamin K helps blood clot normally. Now we are excited to learn that vitamin K helps guide calcium into the bones where it belongs and away from the arteries where it can cause big trouble. Sadly, deficiencies are widespread. Gerald Formula's K-Rite Soft Gel capsules contain a synergistic blend of three members of the vitamin K family. K1, which we get from leafy green foods, MK4 that we might get from animal sources, and MK7, which is produced by natural bacterial fermentation. Gero's K-Rite also has vitamin D3 for added support for bone and cardiovascular health. Links to Gero Formula's K-Rite details, interviews on the importance of vitamin K, and appropriate caution statements can be found on the sponsor page of hbnshow.com.
I'm Marty Whittakin. You may have heard the word resveratrol, and you may even know that it is the red wine molecule. However, you may not know that Longevinex is the only brand that has undergone testing of any kind, test tube, animal, or human. It's also the one with the correct potency. Trust me, more isn't always better. Internationally respected nutrition expert and formulator Bill Sardi wisely combined resveratrol with other beneficial components to increase its effectiveness. In fact, Longevinex delivers 9 times more positive effect than plain resveratrol pills. Resveratrol is being researched for its support of an astounding variety of health issues. Please read my resveratrol article in the supplement section of the library on hbnshow.com. Order today at longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000. Please tell them Marty sent you just in case they have a special. Longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000.
Wouldn't you like to eliminate bacteria, odors, dust, pollen, pet dander, and other allergens from the air in your home and office? Negative ions are the reason that air is so fresh and invigorating around waterfalls and the seashore. Innovative Ion Box uses those same negative ions to purify any room in your home, especially the bedroom. Ion Box devices are quite affordable and conveniently small so that you can take one with you to work, in the car, and even on vacation. Studies show that because of its advanced microchip technology, no other ion purifier, even much larger units, come close to the effectiveness of Ion Box. Plus, it's ozone-free, and there are no filters to change at removing bacteria, odors, dust, pollen, pet dander, or other allergens. Improve your sleep, mental focus, mood, energy, and performance. Stay healthier with Ion Box. Visit the shop page of hbnshow.com. Again, that's the shop page of hbnshow.com.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by HealthWorksMart.com.
I'm delighted to have with us Earl Mandel. He's a registered pharmacist. He has a master's in, I think it's public health. He's a PhD, registered pharmacist, college educator. He has written 20 bestsellers. I worked decades to get one. He has over 20. And today we're talking about his newest, What's in Your Blood and Why You Should Care. Good morning. Welcome to the Healthy by Nature show, Earl Mandel.
Well, thank you. Why You Should Care is very simply, I call the blood circulation system just like the oil in your automobile. I mean, people take it for granted, but it is so important to be have a good circulation system and whatever. And what happens, actually, is people go to a physician and they do what they call a CBC, a complete blood count. I'm sure you've had that done.
What I was going to ask next.
Right,
people
exactly, yeah.
People think blood, complete
and
means
they,
it.
They, they give you a list of about 30 things that has numbers, this is normal, that's normal, but they really don't tell you what's happening, what they are. So in the book, we broke down the so-called complete blood count, and it's interesting because one of the things that you're going to find is that, of course, red blood cells, which are very important, they carry the oxygen to the heart, and then they pick up the waste, the carbon dioxide, and take it to the lungs where it is expelled. So we want to have good red blood cells that we're constantly producing and sloughing them off. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's a never-ending process. Then you have the white blood cells, and those are the warriors. That's the best way to describe it, because they only make up 2% of your blood, but that's what you want for a healthy immune system. Otherwise, when a bacteria or some kind of a toxin comes into the bloodstream, the white blood cells go after them, try to neutralize them. So they are the warriors, and you want to have a good amount of these healthy white blood cells. And it goes on, platelets. Now, people, I think, have heard of platelets, but no one ever tells them what it is. They're tiny disc-shaped cells that basically are important for clotting. Otherwise, if you didn't have platelets, you just bleed to death. However, if they're not in good shape, they become they clump together. And if they clump together and they come near the brain, you have what we call a stroke. And they come together in the heart, you have a heart attack. So you can see all these things are kind of important in your bloodstream, and most people know very little about what's in their blood. And unfortunately, we're really, it's kind of a psychological thing that when you talk about blood, people say, I don't want to know anything about it.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that you mentioned are contaminants in the blood, and I don't recall seeing that on the annual blood test, the CBC.
Right. Well, you have to ask for that because, unfortunately, we are living, in fact, I just saw a piece not too long ago that the United States is one of the most polluted countries in the world. They said, what do you mean? How can it be polluted? Well, we have our, see, everybody thinks it's outside, outdoor pollution. And it's true, outdoor pollution is a problem. But the majority of time that you spend is indoors. So that's where the major pollution is. I mean, all these buildings today, office buildings, you can't even open a window anymore to get any fresh air. So pollutants such as they spray carpets so that they won't pick up dirt, paints, and who knows what's in it. I mean, they're unbelievable. Plus the pesticides, herbicides, insecticides that are so common. And here's a new one that most people don't hear about. That is ultra-processing of foods. You know, you go into a supermarket and you see these so-called snack foods, or you don't have to do anything, just take it around the package. It has a shelf life longer than you. I mean, they're so ultra-processed that nothing could live in them. Well, what do you think they have in there? All kinds of preservatives, etc. So we're being bombarded with all kinds of these toxic
Well, what do you ask the doctor for? I mean, you have to ask them most of the time to test your vitamin D of all things.
But correct.
Then
correct.
What added tests do you ask for? I imagine most of them, if you say, I'd like to know what toxins are in my blood, their eyes are going to glaze over.
Yeah, well, you just ask. And you see, the lab can do anything. Of course, they're going to charge you. I mean, for instance, the vitamin D test is interesting. Right now, you know, I have a book called The Vitamin Bible that came out 40 years ago. I've been updated it 5 times. And I wrote about how important vitamin D was 40 years ago. And today, it's bigger than ever.
They're just catching up with you.
They're exactly right. They're just catching up. And it's too bad because you should know your vitamin D level. And once again, we are spending all our time indoors. And if we go outdoors, We slather on these so-called lotions and whatever to protect against the ultraviolet rays of the sun. And unfortunately, those are the things that work with the cholesterol under the skin to produce vitamin D. So there's a good example of indoor, I call it indoor pollution.
Hey, you mentioned in the interview guide that the publisher sent about Alex Trebek, and we're all sad to hear he's been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. What is there in your blood in this testing that might be a clue that could help us prevent cancer?
Well, that's a good question. Unfortunately, pancreatic cancer, there's no cure or anything for it, and it's a terrible disease. Usually most people don't last more than 6 months. But the way to prevent cancer is real simple. Let's look at it this way. Look at the people that live the longest in the United States. And I'm not trying to promote any type of religion, but they are called the Seventh-day Adventists. They don't eat meat, okay? They don't smoke. They don't drink caffeinated beverages. They eat soy foods, they live about anywhere from 5 to 10 years longer than we do, the average American. In fact, just recently, in the last couple of years, the lifespan of America has dropped a little bit, which is kind of frightening. Never happened before. So the best way to describe what you can do against cancer is half your plate should be what we call vegetables and fruit, especially the cruciferous vegetables. It looks like a cross. And here's a good, shall we say, way of buying your vegetables and fruit. The darker the color, the more nutritious they are.
Well, exactly. And when you think about a pizza crust, it's white. We'll be right back with Earl Mandel, pharmacist, author, What's in Your Blood and Why You Should Care. And then we're going to transition to healing with hemp oil. So don't go away. And by the way, I have article on my website in the library about pancreatic cancer. Worth reading.
If you are bothered by heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, this heads up may be a lifesaver. Millions think an acid-blocking drug has fixed their problem. Unfortunately, those medicines shut down digestion, and if taken for more than a few weeks, can lead to dementia, hip fracture, heart attack, kidney disease, and so on. Please learn how to fix the root cause of the problem so that you can avoid those dangerous pills. I'm Marty Whittakin, certified clinical nutritionist. In my book, Natural Alternatives to Nexium and Other Acid Blockers, I explain that there are safe solutions to stomach pain that work with your body to improve digestion and heal damaged tissues. I made the book easy to read, but it is so well documented in science that you can share it with your doctor. Natural Alternatives to Nexium and Other Acid Blockers is available in some libraries and bookstores. Look for a direct link to Amazon on the shop page of hbnshow.com.
Now we can do as most animals do, maintain levels of vitamin C without continual reliance upon dietary or supplemental sources of vitamin C. This is revolutionary. Vitamin C works by pouring electrons on unbalanced atoms to counter potentially destructive oxygen and nitrogen-free radicals. Instead of taking vitamin C pills all day long, similar to using a fire extinguisher over and over, Formula 216 does this 24/7, akin to an internal fire sprinkler system continually pouring electrons on the free radical fire. That makes Formula 216 the world's first stress-responsive vitamin C pill, rapidly elevating vitamin C levels in response to biological or mental stress. Now you can do what animals do. Upgrade to Formula 216, the world's first 24/7 vitamin C pill. Call 833-848-2216. That's toll-free, 833-848-2216 for 24/7 vitamin C protection. That's 833-848-2216.
When you hear customers say that Dr. Willard's water gives them energy, helps them sleep, reduces aches, pains, or urinary problems, or even lessens a hangover, we might wonder how it does that. Dr. Willard's water seems to allow our drinking water to get into cells better, improves nutrient utilization, alkalinizes and increases antioxidant absorption. Perhaps it also makes our enzymes more active or our intestinal bacteria happier. The organic trace minerals in Willard Water Dark surely help. In any case, consumers report a wide range of improvements that fade away if they stop taking Dr. Willard's water and return when they start again. You simply add 1 ounce of the concentrate to a gallon of whatever type of water you drink. In case you wondered, it does not affect the water's taste. You may find Dr. Willard's products in your natural food store, and a wide selection of Dr. Willard's products for people, pets, and plants are available directly by calling 888-379-4552 or visit drwillard.com.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com, hbnshow.com.
And we're back with one of my favorites, Dr. Earl Mandel. I don't know that there's anybody who hasn't heard the name, because his book, The Vitamin Bible, was such a revolution when it came out 40 years ago, and he has not let his foot off the gas. One of his new books is What's in Your Blood and Why You Should Care, How to Cleanse and Detoxify Your Blood for Optimum Health. And I do have in the archive description of today's show a link to that book and to the next one we're going to talk about. And by the way, just I said it so fast at the end, but to get access the article on some things that were helpful for pancreatic cancer, you just go to hbnshow.com, click on library, and there's an immune and cancer section on that. One of the things I noticed, you said that the year 1937 was a very important year in American history. Let us know what that was about.
It wasn't a great year, because that was the year of the second prohibition. Now, people have heard about the first prohibition. It started in 1920. It lasted 13 years. It was about alcohol. The second prohibition was in 1937, when they passed a tax act preventing people from growing hemp, from taking it and selling it and whatever. It's pathetic. So that lasted from 1937 to 2018. Yes, just in the last couple of months, the prohibition was over. And this is going to shock people, but I want to just say this. The reason that cannabinoids, and of course CBD is one of the cannabinoids, appears to so-called cure so many illnesses, is because prior to that prohibition, they were a part of the human food chain. Dairy cows ate wild hemp, which were rich in CBD, and passed the CBD to humans through their milk. Pigs, chickens, and cattle were also fed hemp. And CBD was in their meat and eggs. So then we were prohibited from getting this CBD in our diet. And 80 years later, we have all kinds of human suffering and misery, untold millions of needless deaths. And, let's be realistic, 50% of adults don't sleep well. Either they can't fall asleep or they wake up in the middle of the night. CBD would help that tremendously. So guess what? The prohibition is over. Hemp CBD is now legal in all states. And I think that we should educate the public about the benefits of it.
Can I jump in here a second? They're still talking about it in the Texas legislature. maybe the USDA lifted the ban, but it's still a bit murky, and yet there are shops around. And I think now that we're taking it seriously, yeah, we need to know more about it. And that's why I brought back, we talked about it on another interview, but your other book, Healing with Hemp Oil, A Simple Guide to Using
Hemp CBD Oil. Yeah, right.
Yes.
Well, actually what's happening is there's going to be a federal legislation that circumvents all these crazy local things, because you can do it in one state but can't do another one. Hemp has been around for 8,000 years. George Washington grew it on his plantation. Interesting that supposedly woman that created the flag.
Betsy Ross?
Betsy Ross, actually, was on hemp. And the first two, the beginning of the Declaration of Independence, were written on hemp paper. The final one was on parchment. So in 1942, this is interesting, that the United States government, and this was during this prohibition, came out with a 14-minute movie, Hemp for Victory, because they were trying to get the farmers to grow hemp so that for the war effort, for parachutes, for sails, for rope, for plastics at that time. And in 2003, our government got a patent on CBD, and it said it was for as a neuroprotective, protecting the brain, and also as an antioxidant. Antioxidants are the good guys that help protect you against the bad guys.
Thing that CBD oil, we were talking about the blood and platelets and blood clots, mm-hmm. and you said CBD oil might be something that
yes, I was going to just say that. Yes, it definitely has shown to fight cancer, suppresses the growth of certain cancer cells, and promotes the death of these cells. So it also can help if you're with chemotherapy, because it helps against anti-nausea as well. But it's heart healthy, can help people quit smoking. It's a natural pain reliever. It's been shown to against seizures. In fact, the Food and Drug, a drug that is available that's a semi-synthetic CBD for certain types of childhood seizures. Once again, it's a neuroprotective.
Well, the music means we're flat run out of time here, but okay. Folks, just ponder for a minute the kinds of things that the government protects us from, and this is one of them. They're finally letting up. But, yeah, and yet we can poison ourselves with medication until the cows come
exactly.
home.
Exactly.
And I will be glad when the other source of cannabinoids is medically available and we can stop this opioid crisis. Dr. Mindell, thank you kindly. We appreciate you being with us. Stay tuned.
You buy organic, you wash your veggies, you try to avoid processed foods, you even use natural plant-based pesticides, but still worried about exposure to toxins? Every day, your liver is hard at work detoxifying your body from such present-day health risks as environmental toxins, unhealthy food and beverages, and medications we take. How can you help your liver? For starters, increase your glutathione levels. Glutathione is the body's primary antioxidant and helps your liver detoxify. As we age, glutathione levels go down, making us all vulnerable to a buildup of toxins. RegActive Detox and Liver Health helps rev up glutathione levels, assisting and supporting your liver to naturally cleanse and detoxify. Backed by over 20 years of published research, RegActive contains ME3, a patented probiotic proven to stimulate our body's own production of glutathione to help your liver maximize its detoxification process. Support your healthy liver today. Be proactive. Choose RegActive. RegActive Detox and Liver Health is available online.
I'm your host, Marty Whittakin. As a certified clinical nutritionist, I believe the most expensive supplement you can buy is one that doesn't work. When nutrition expert Bill Sardi wanted a multivitamin that reflected the latest science, he had to create one. Bill aimed to improve his health with the most advanced dosages and better absorbed forms of vitamin C, D, E, B vitamins, zinc, and selenium. Those forms are not provided in ordinary multivitamins. Luckily, Mr. Sardi made Molecular Multi available to all of us. It's so very complete that most people can cut several bottles from their program and actually save money. I get one bottle free when I buy three, and so can you. If your budget needs even more help, I am pretty sure that half a dose of Molecular Multi will provide health benefits superior to a full dose of any other product. Visit the sponsor page of hbnshow.com or go to lifespannnutrition.com or call 800-247-5731. 800-247-5731.
Would you like to increase your energy level? Think more clearly, get more restful sleep? Perhaps you need to improve your mood or get rid of headaches. Or maybe you have loved ones struggling with ADHD, Alzheimer's, a concussion, or Parkinson's. At HM3 Light, we offer the amazing Brain Light Pro, which helps with all of those issues and more. There are over 300 studies showing that this special type of light therapy provides improved blood circulation to the brain and reduced inflammation. It also creates new blood vessels and neurons. Those benefits, along with detoxing the brain, can help post-stroke patients. To ask for studies that pertain to your particular interest, or to ask about our lease-to-own program, call 800-580-1102. At HM3 Light, we're here to help you enhance, strengthen, improve your brain health with our Brain Light Pro. 800-580-1102. 800-580-1102.
Sign up for podcasts or listen to past programs on our website, hbnshow.com. hbnshow.com.
I want to make sure that you don't think we're taking the summer off. Coming up next week, I've got a Memorial Day show that's very special. I'm talking to an inspirational American hero, Green Beret. Something a little out of the ordinary for us, but I assure you, I've heard him speak. It's going to be a great show. And the week after that, June 1st, dynamite show on fluoride, stuff that will knock your socks off, not just the effects, but also the intrigue behind the scenes that I've put together a show from an old interview that when I went back and listened to it, I just, oh my gosh, I had forgotten some of this. I'm sure other people did too. And it was so powerful. I want to make sure June 1st that you tune in for that. A couple of follow-up notes on Verisana, V-E-R-I-S-A-N-A. I have a link to verisana.com in the archive description of today's show, along with that code HBN185 that until June 30th will get you 5% off of any test that you would like to do. And they also wanted me to mention that they don't give medical advice. I was trying to say that at the end of the segment, but it was just too hard to hear him. They don't give medical advice, but they will help you find a doctor who understands this sort of thing. And I had talked to Dr. Mendel after we were off the air and asked him, I said, we want to come back and do a whole proper show on CBD oil again, where we can help people understand better how to use it. And I said, the first thing that they need to know is how to get a good one, because whenever there's something new and hot like this, then people come out of the woodwork and you don't know whether you're getting a good product or not. And he said, to ask for a COA, a C of a certificate of analysis, and that will tell you whether it meets the label specification for potency and is it clean of pesticides and that kind of thing. And if they can't produce one, then move on, find another one. So again, to get to the archive description of the show, if you haven't been to the site before, it's hbnshow.com. I think when you click on, it'll ask you to join the newsletter. Hopefully you will. Just give us your zip code and we'll send you the newsletter, which highlights the shows that are coming up and reviews the shows that we had, and there's new information every week, just once a week. You can easily unsubscribe down at the bottom. There's an unsubscribe button. But anyway, when you get to the site, on the menu, select Listen, pick the archive link and today's date, and you'll have all of these details. Thanks for listening. Please do join us again next week. I'm Marty Whittakin.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by Lily of the Desert Alloceuticals.
With surgery, you can get a synthetic knee or shoulder, but wouldn't it be better to regenerate your original? Steroid shots may give temporary relief of chronic back pain. However, People may not be aware that they can actually make the underlying problem worse. The exciting new frontier of medicine is stem cell therapy. As youngsters, our own stem cells quickly fix problems. Sadly, we lose most of these tiny miracle workers as we age. Now we can replace them so that they can get to work on trouble spots. Please understand that not all stem cell treatments are alike. The type of stem cells that Marty recommends are the safest and most effective. The treatment is quick, it's simple, virtually painless, and affordable. Read Marty's article on HBNShow.com. Just enter stem cells in the search box. Call 972-303-0683 for your no-obligation consultation. Tell them Marty sent you, and it will be complimentary. Call 972-303-0683 today.